All right. Again, what a tremendous week that it has been. It's been a busy week. You can probably hear my voice. We were up till pretty late last night cleaning up for all the guests that we had that were honoring our pastor's 70th year birthday anniversary and his 50th anniversary, 50 years in the ministry. It was a tremendous night, tremendous day. And we are actually planning our youth conference this Friday. So be ready for that. There's going to be another great thing that's going to be taking place this Friday. So please make sure you are part of that as well. And for tonight, we want to talk about a couple of things here. Something that I ran across with a young man that I was helping last week. We were talking about some things about how that a lot of people come to the Lord, come into church from the world. There's sin in their life. There's things in the past. They learn about repentance. They learn about baptism in the name of Jesus. They learn about receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. And they do all of these things. And the Lord blesses them with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And they begin their new walk with the Lord. And that's great. That's what it's supposed to happen. That is what's supposed to take place. But then we hear about some situations where as people begin their new walk with the Lord, there's still some things that's going on in their minds, in their emotions, in their psyche, hurts, wounds, injuries of the past. What are we talking about? Health, physical? Not necessarily, no. It's more mental, psychological, emotional. And as he was talking to me about these things, I began to realize that not all of us go through things in our childhood where it's a bad family life, or we only had one parent, or in some cases some kids grow up without either parent and they're raised by a grandparent or an uncle or an aunt, or even worse yet, they go through an orphanage program and they go through 4, 5, 6, 7 different families or different adults in their lives that act as a parent. But there's something that happens as a result of that. There is a fragmentation. There is a injury to their soul, to their emotions that takes place as a result of that. Now, again, when they come into the church, it doesn't matter what your background is, what things you went through in life. But once you get into the church and you receive salvation, that is where the healing process takes. But the point I'm trying to make is this. Not all of us are familiar with all of those injuries, those wounds that our mind, our psyche, our emotions, our spirits go through, like other people that come into the church that deal with this type of situation. And the reality is this, everyone. In the last 10, 15, 20, 30 years, there is more of this type of situation that is taking place, more so than it was 50 years ago, 75 years ago, 100 years ago. Not to say that everything was perfect 50 years ago in family lives growing up, but we're seeing more and more situations in the last recent period of time, 20, 25, 30 years, and a lot of it comes as a result of broken families, which come as a result of drugs, alcohol, addiction, dependency issues, vices in life where the mom or the dad or neither one are present. And even though they're present physically, they may not be present emotionally or spiritually. And that's what I'm referring to tonight. And as I was talking to this young man last week, I realized Brother Vic, I didn't go through a lot of things like that. And some of you that are on the call maybe didn't go through a lot of issues like that. Just right now, Brother Art Durama had texted the message, so I know he's on the call when he said, I'm loud and clear. And I was just talking to him last week. He testified on our street service Saturday morning, and he was able to testify about, in a five-minute version of the things that he went through. And it's a very unique situation, and that's another example of what I'm talking about. A lot of people cannot relate and identify with Brother Art, people that are in the church or that grew up in the church. But there's many people outside of the church that come from the world, and they have a past that's similar to Brother Art, or they can relate or identify with things that Brother Art went through in the world. And it's a hard life. I mean, it's pretty heavy-duty type stuff when you begin to hear some of the things that he went through. But again, when he comes to the Lord, when the Lord brought a Brother Art Durama into the church, the Lord is going to be able to take that situation. He's going to grant repentance. Baptism in the name of Jesus, all the sins, all the things of the past are washed away. He's filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues, and the Holy Ghost is going to begin the restoration process. But once again, here's what I'm saying. Whether it's a brother Art Durame or another person, someone that comes from the world, when they receive all this salvation, myself included, does that mean we are just completely healed of all the things of the past? I mean, the Lord can heal immediately. The Lord, just like when someone comes with a physical need, a physical ailment, a disease. And we heard many stories where people come with cancer. Lord, heal me. And the Lord touches them and miraculously heals them immediately of that cancer, of that disease. But many times, the majority of the times, when people come from the world and they have wounds, hurts, injuries, sickness, disease, from an emotional place, spiritual, mental, psychological, no, they do not receive immediate healing, everybody. But it is a healing process that begins. That's what I'm focusing on tonight. It is an emotional process of healing that begins to take place when someone comes in to the kingdom of God. And we need to be thankful for that. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Healing. And this healing encompasses all kinds of sickness and disease, all the way from emotional, psychological, mental, spiritual, and even physical healing. And in reading this, and I'll be honest with you, as I was talking to this young man, and it really opened my eyes to some things as I was talking to him, and I was helping him, but he began to help me to see some things in that I cannot relate, I cannot identify with a lot of these type of issues that he was referring to. And when he told me that there's a hurt there, and there is some emotional pain there, and there's some oppression, and then he said it, depression. Now, think about this. It's coming from a younger person that's dealing with depression. And I began to think about some other people. I was talking to some close family members here in the last couple of months where they've gone through some depression, younger people. And I thought, my goodness, what is that? What is it that when a younger person is going through some depression and emotional pain and emotional wounds and hurts, and I don't really relate to that. I can't really comprehend what that means. Let's just remember that the Lord, when he was on this earth, he suffered and he had the passions, and he went through the emotional hurts and wounds of being rejected. But as I heard this young man talking to me about these things in the last couple of weeks, I began to realize, as my eyes began to be open to this, and I realized, you know what? This is something that many of us may not be able to relate to, identify with. Kind of like I mentioned, Brother Art Durame, many of us are not going to be able to say, oh yeah, I know what that's like. I went through that. No, many of us are not going to be able to say that. We didn't go through those things. And many of us are not going to be able to say that we've gone through those emotional hurts and wounds like the young man that I'm talking to in recent weeks, and how they still suffer from depression. Even though we're in the church now, even though they're in the church now, they receive salvation, baptism in the name of Jesus, receiving the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Many of us think, okay, you're good to go now. You're fine. You're all right. Well, yes, they received entrance into the kingdom of God. They received entrance into salvation and into the kingdom of God. But somehow there's still things there that are affecting them in their minds, in their emotions, in their spirits, to the degree where depression seems to just come knocking at any random time, and it's bringing them down. Well, everyone, that's exactly what I want to talk about tonight. I've already been talking about it, and that's the focus tonight, everybody. Those of us who have this type of an issue, and they're dealing with this type of an issue, well, that's where it's at. And then there's others of us that don't deal with this type of an issue. They don't know what this is about. But the importance is to be aware of this, to understand this. Why? So that we can empathize with someone else. so that we will be able to understand and be able to say, hey, I don't know what that is. I can't relate to what Brother Art Dharam has gone through. I can't relate to what some of these younger people that are coming in from the world that came from a broken home, didn't have a mom or a dad or both. And they grew up in an environment of drugs, alcohol, abuse of different sorts, of different types. I didn't grow up in that realm, in that environment. But I'm aware of it now. We're talking about it now. Brother Vic's talking about it. There's others that have talked about it over the pulpit. And I've got a grasp of an idea. Well, with that said, I want to go ahead and read a verse. And it's found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, and verse number 20. Let's start with verse number 21. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. This is Jeremiah talking, and he's speaking, the Lord speaking through Jeremiah. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Astonishment, something that's affecting your emotions. Verse 22, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no balm, B-A-L-M? Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Balm, what it translates into is something of a medicinal liquid or a potion that was used in ancient times for healing. Someone had a cut, a bruise, a wound. They would develop a balm. I'm going to read this part of a commentary that I found here on the internet, and I just want to read this to give us a little bit more insight. It talks about three different places in the Old Testament mentions the word balm, B-A-L-M, or healing ointment that comes from Gilead, the mountainous region east of the Jordan River. When Joseph's brothers conspired against him in Genesis chapter 37, they sold him to a caravan of Ishmaelites from the region of Gilead, carrying a load of gum, balm, and myrrh. Jeremiah mentions the healing balm of Gilead. In Jeremiah 8:22, we just read it. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? It also mentions a well-known African-American spiritual applies the words of the text this way. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin sick soul. Jesus is truly the balm of Gilead for all the hurting people of the world. When J.C. Philpott preached on Jeremiah 8:22 in 1852, over 100 years ago, he pointed out that God's grace is always greater than our sin. There is more in the balm to heal than there is in guilt to wound. Listen to that. There is more in the balm to heal than there is in guilt to wound. For there is more in grace to save than there is in sin to destroy. That's powerful. There is more in grace to save than there is in sin to destroy. If we know Jesus, we're going to heaven because His grace is far greater than our sin. His blood is the balm that heals the deepest wounds of sin. Let me say that again. His blood is that healing balm that heals the deepest wounds of sin. When we have fallen hard, He lifts us up and restores our soul. Is there no balm in Gilead? Yes, there is. Jesus is the name that makes the wounded whole. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost just reading that. And that's what I'm talking about tonight, everybody. I'm not going to take much longer, but that's what I want to address tonight. The balm in Gilead. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22 records the question, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? Well, thank God we know who the physician is. His name is Jesus, and He is that balm. That balm that's going to heal us, whether it's an emotional need, a physical need, a spiritual need, a psychological need. You know, we're going to end in prayer in just a moment. I want everybody just to be thinking about that. There's many needs in the church right now. There's many things that are going on that people that need healing. Yes, mentally, psychological, emotional, physical. And I want to say this, everybody. We all know when there is a physical need. in the church. We put the names up on the screen. Hey, Brother Reuben, his mama, cancer, and Brother Reuben has a rheumatoid arthritis, and we hear about different people that have different needs and who are in pain right now. Hallelujah. And we know when there's a need there because, there's pain in their body. And we're talking about that also. But how many times are there situations, everybody, where people are suffering a pain, a wound, an injury in their mind, in their emotions, in their spirit, and there's an oppression there. There is depression there. Yes, they're going through a depression, but many times they won't voice it. They won't say it. Maybe they're embarrassed. Oh, or maybe they feel like, you know what, no one knows about this. My husband doesn't even know about this. My wife doesn't know about this. We had a preacher, I think it was Brother Deathridge, that came through a few weeks ago. And at the very end of the message, he opened up and he came preaching healing, miraculous healing for the body, physical healing. Yes, some great things took place that night. But at the very end, he felt impressed to share something where he and his wife were married. And they were married for a period of time, I don't know, a few years. Even his wife was too embarrassed to tell him that she was going through some suffering, mental, emotional suffering and pain and depression, but she didn't even want to tell her own husband. I don't know who this is for, everybody. Maybe it's for someone that's on the call tonight. Maybe it's for someone that you know about. I'm covering everything tonight. Yes, I'm covering physical healing, physical wounds, but I'm also covering emotional, mental, psychological, spiritual wounds, pain, suffering that people are going through. And I believe that people in our church are going through, even as the young man that I was ministering to in the last couple of weeks. And he opened up with me. And as he opened up with this to me, I felt ashamed and embarrassed that I didn't know about this, that he... that he was going through this. And it made me realize that there's probably other people in church that are going through things. And one of the things that came to my mind was this. They're probably embarrassed to bring it up. They probably don't want to voice it because of this reason. Well, I was baptized in Jesus' name. I repented of my sins. I received the Holy Ghost. I speak in tongues, but I still deal with things. Listen to that, everybody. But I still deal with certain issues in my mind, in my emotions, in my psychology, in my psyche, in my subconscious. And if I told someone, I mean, they're going to probably think that I don't have salvation. Did you hear that? They're probably going to be, I'm going to be embarrassed. I'm going to be ashamed to talk about my problem, about my issue, because they're going to feel like I don't have true salvation. Maybe I didn't really get the Holy Ghost. Maybe I didn't get my sins washed away when I was baptized in the waters of baptism in the name of Jesus. Everybody, I want you to know, yes, you received repentance. You received remission of your sins in the waters of baptism. You received the Holy Ghost and you received the power of the Holy Ghost. But there can still be some things that are following you, that are dealing with you psychologically, emotionally, mentally. But the healing process just began when you received salvation. You don't need to be embarrassed. You don't need to feel ashamed about this thing that you may be going through. Right now, I'm impressed to read James chapter 5, verse 17. We just talked about this recently, but I'm impressed to read it one more time. James chapter 5 and verse number 16. And it reads this way. It says, confess your faults one to another. We read this the other day, last week. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. Why? Why do I have to confess my faults one to another? As this young man confesses his issues, his innermost secrets to me, he was confessing his faults to me. I said, I'm going to be praying for you, brother. Pray for one another. Why? That ye may be healed. And that healing is talking about all kinds of healing. It encompasses everything. Yes, it's physical healing, but it's also mental, psychological, emotional, spiritual healing. And the rest of the verse reads it, and you all know this part of it. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. But in order to pray that effectual prayer, everybody, the first half of the verse needs to be adhered to. Confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. You know, even as I'm saying this, I'm seeing husbands and wives on the phone right now, and I'm feeling the Holy Ghost as I'm saying this right now. wife, if you need to confess some things to your husband, and I'm not talking about something bad that you're doing or anything like that. No, I'm talking about things of the past, things that you're ashamed that, oh, nobody knows this. Only the Lord knows about this. And maybe my husband knows about some things about the past, my past, and things that weren't my fault. Or husband, the same thing. Maybe there's something that you need to confess to your wife. And again, I'm not talking you're doing anything wrong or bad or anything like that, but just things of the past. That there's still things that seem to bother you about the past, emotionally, spiritually. Well, the scripture says it, confess your faults one to another. Maybe it's a husband, a father and a son, a mother and a daughter. Maybe there's something there that needs to be talked about. The whole church doesn't need to know about it. The Lord is the only one that needs to know about it. Maybe within a family, a family member within a family or close friends. You know what I'm talking about. If there's something that you need to confess, get it off your chest, go ahead and do it. Because when you do that, you're going to be able to pray for one another. There's going to be, healing is going to be able to commence, to begin. And yes, not only emotional, spiritual healing, but there could be a physical healing that could take place as a result of following this formula. Why? That ye may be healed. Because then that effectual, fervent prayer that you're going to offer up is going to take effect. Then it can take effect. Then it can do what it's supposed to do. Then the desired effect is going to take place because you've done what you needed to do. I know that we just talked about this about a week ago, but I'm feeling it tonight, everybody. Hallelujah. And there's needs right now in our church, physical needs, people that are suffering right now. And we're going to pray right now together for all those physical needs. But there's also emotional needs, mental needs, psychological needs, spiritual needs. And I just want to impress this upon all of you as we finish up right now. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed of whatever it is that you're going through. The Lord knows about it. And if you feel the need to confess it to a close family member or a close friend, feel free to do that, everyone. And we're going to be praying about that right now. And yes, those physical needs, things that ailments, and physical sickness and disease that is ailing some of us and bringing us down and weighing up, down upon us, everybody, let's lift up our voices together right now for all of these needs, whether it's an emotional need, a psychological, a spiritual, or a physical need. Why don't we do that right now in closing and ask the Lord to touch our minds, touch our hearts, touch our spirits, touch our souls, touch our very bodies, and get down to the root of the matter that the Lord wants to address. Sometimes the Lord uses these other issues so that He can get down to the root of the matter, whether we know what it is or not. Let's pray right now. Lord Jesus, You see the needs. You see the ailments, the sicknesses, the disease, the weaknesses, whether it's spiritual, emotional, physical, mental, psychological, Lord God. And You know the people that are on the call right now, and those that are not on the call, that are part of our church, that perhaps go through different issues, different things in their lives, and they're too embarrassed, they're too ashamed, they're too afraid, or they don't want to bring it up because they're going to think they don't have salvation, or they didn't get the forgiveness of their sins like they were supposed to. But they have, Lord. You've forgiven us. You've washed us with Your precious blood. You've filled us with Your Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And our sins have been washed away in the waters of baptism in the name of Jesus. Yes, we have received that of You. But Lord, the healing process just began. The healing process just began for some of us, Lord God, that are dealing with different things that perhaps we're too embarrassed to talk about. And that's why I feel impressed to talk about this tonight, Lord Jesus, because we love our people. Hallelujah. And You love our people, Lord Jesus. And You want to heal them, Lord God, of all their sickness, all their diseases, all their weakness, all of their infirmities, Lord Jesus, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological, whatever it might be, Lord Jesus. And I'm asking You right now, Lord God, for You to begin that healing process and for You to continue that healing process and for you to lift the burden, lift the weight, lift that thing of the past, Lord God, that keeps continuing to follow us and keeps continuing to try to bring us down psychologically, emotionally, even to the point of depression, where it quenches the fire of faith Yes, it quenches the fire of faith, but I'm believing in the name of Jesus that there is a transformation, there is a revelation, there is an understanding that is beginning to get down into the depths, into the spirits of our people right now in the name of Jesus. And in the future, in the days to come, in the weeks to come, when that thing begins to haunt them, when that thing begins to remind them that they are no good, there's something that happened to them in their youth perhaps that was not their fault. It was not their fault, but the enemy is going to try to remind them and tell them that they're bad and they're guilty when they're really not. Or perhaps they are guilty of something of the past, but your blood has washed their sin away, but your spirit has restored them, Lord God. And they can proclaim the name of Jesus boldly and say, Lord Jesus, I know that your precious blood has washed me, has cleansed me, has purified me. Hallelujah. And they don't have to be depressed. They don't have to go down that dark path of depression that brings them down. Instead, they're gonna proclaim your name with boldness and with faith and say, thank you, Jesus, for healing my mind. Thank you, Jesus, for healing my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for healing my soul. And thank you, Jesus, for healing my body of whatever thing it is that's haunting me, whatever thing it is that's trying to bring me down. Lord Jesus is trying to bring me down and quench my faith and bring me down into a pit of depression. In the name of Jesus, you're doing it, Lord God. You're creating something great inside of me. This prayer is for everybody. Everyone, you may not be dealing with this today, but you may be dealing with this in the future, someone down the future, a month, a year, 5 years down the future, you might be dealing with something like this, and you'll know what to do. Call upon the name of Jesus with faith and with boldness, and confess our faults one to another. Pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Praise God. I hope everyone that this has been beneficial to someone. I hope that you felt the anointing that I felt as we've been praying. Praise God. And just continue to pray for one another this week with all the things that are taking place in the name of Jesus. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. We'll see you on Wednesday night. Amen and amen.